It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Christy Slife is here again from Colorado River BOCES.
Good morning.
The fifth annual Encourage Nurture Challenge Field Day.
Yeah, we're really excited about this.
The Hari II School District at Rifle High School. This is for special education students.
Yeah, and it's not just only for Garfield Hari II. Now that I'm under the BOCES, we are going all the way from Roaring Fork down to Parachute. But this year, we've also invited Aspen, and they're going to bring some students. And so we're really excited about this. Our goal is to have about 125 students participate.
I remember you told me that last year.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay.
365 days erases a lot of memories.
Yes, it does.
So, but I remember Aspen was not involved last year. It was Roaring Fork, I think, in District 16 and RE2.
Yes, that's correct.
So now you continue expanding and inviting more kids out?
Yeah, our hope is to reach as many students as we can to be able to participate in this activity. And, you know, it's just a track and field for kids with special needs. And, it helps to be able to add pride, competition, friendship, confidence, team building, community into their activities that they do. Something I'm really excited about is that we've made it 5 years. This is something that the kids are excited for. And in August, they start asking, when's the next field day? So when I walk into a school for those kids that have participated, they're already asking about when the next field day is, which is really exciting to me because that's the reason why I wanted to start something like this.
Are these just high school students?
No, this is from kindergarten through age 21.
Okay, yep. Right, which I think any student can still go to high school up to 21, right, under statute?
Yeah, and we have special education students who participate in a transition program, which is 18 to 21 years old.
Gotcha.
And it helps teach some life skills and independent living skills and things like that so that they can kind of adapt more to the community.
Why are you so passionate about this?
You know, I think that it just goes back to we need to be able to challenge every student every day. And I think that giving these kids something to reach for and participate in at their own ability level with other kids at their ability level. So they're not competing with somebody who maybe will be able to do something way better than them. They're all at the same ability level. And just to see the excitement on their face makes me excited and brings tears to my eyes because of just the dedication and the pride that they take in doing it when they participate. It's only one day a year, but that one day has changed my life and I hope changed a lot of students' lives.
And when you're working with kindergarten all the way through 21 years old, as you say, they get used to it every year. It's something that they look forward to, maybe even from the beginning of the school year. I better go to school every day because I want to make sure that I can participate in the Encourage Nurture Challenge Field Day.
Yeah, and that's something that we really want to be able to do is just give them an opportunity. So we want to make sure that they are going to school and participating in their everyday activity at school. But when they're there, I know that there are paraprofessionals and teachers who are practicing with the kids and getting them outside and having them, run and jump and throw. And that's really what it's all about for me is to be able to get them outside and have some activity. Our valley doesn't always have a lot of that for students with special needs, and we want to be able to just bring something that they can do and look forward to each year.
And the call to action today is not to come out and check this event out because it is a school event. So it's not an open campus or anything like that.
Right. It happens during the school day.
Yeah. It's not like a sporting event, anything like that. You're actually looking for folks to help to provide prizes and other things that you can give out on this day.
Yeah. Right now we are looking for funding because we do need to purchase the shirts. So every student receives a shirt and an award. And so we want to make sure that we provide that for the students. We provide it also for those that are participating as the paraprofessionals or the teachers, the adults that help out. So we want to make sure that we cover that for each school and district. The district covers the cost of the busing to the event, but we try to cover the cost of everything else. So it really does come down to whatever we can earn from the donations.
Out of 125 students that you hope will participate May 12th, how many staff will it require to manage the event?
So last year we had 85 students and we had 50 staff members who just helped specifically with those students. And then we have at least 4 to 6 adults who help out with the each event. So we definitely have a lot of need in that realm. We have Grand Valley High School track team, and we also have Rifle High School track team who's volunteered to help out this year. And I'm really excited about that because they're going to be able to partner with the students and just be able to run the events and kind of just be that cheerleader for them.
Right. Is there anywhere where folks can learn more about this or where they can find information about how to make a donation?
They can go to the Colorado River BOCES website, and it's www.crboces.org. And we have a video there that shows last year's field day. And then we also have where we have like the donation letters, that the business letters, if they want to look at that too. This is just a great event to be able to be involved in, and it touches a population that maybe doesn't be able to get to participate at the same level as other kids.
Is it okay to give your phone number
yep.
as well? Okay. Christy's number is 948-1398. If you'd like to call her directly just to have a conversation about specific needs. Because it's obviously you're looking for money, but if somebody said, can I help out in some other way?
Yep.
You'd be happy to have that conversation.
Yes. If they would just want to give me a call, that'd be great.
Again, that number is 948-1398. Take a quick break. We'll come back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Christy Slife. She works for Colorado River BOCES, Board of Cooperative Education Services.
That's correct.
So you work with a number of different school districts providing services that the schools themselves, so they don't have to provide it on an individual basis?
Yeah, that's correct. Okay. So currently we work from Basalt all the way down to Parachute under our Colorado River BOCES, and we have an audiologist, and we also have like deaf and hard of hearing teachers. So kind of those specialized teachers that it's a little bit harder for districts to have on their own, we are able to bring in and help support all the way from Roaring Fork down to Garfield 16.
Mr. Selting was audiologist, I think in first or second grade, we were all screened to make sure that we could hear, right?
Right, yeah.
And I remember he would come in with the machine, and it was tones in your left and right ear, and you raised your hand depending on which ear it was in.
Yep.
Another random memory.
Yes, you always have those stories for me when I'm here.
I'm sorry about that. This random memory is brought to you by... So you actually, you screen for like developmental delays, that kind of thing to bring it back to the...
Yeah, sometimes there's developmental delays. We also, help provide individual service plans for students who maybe are in private schools. So we do different things throughout the valley to make sure that we're providing special education services if that's what's needed for the students.
So it's not just for public schools?
The individual service plan is a little bit different for students who are in a private school. They don't receive the same special education services that are done within the public school setting.
Okay. Again, a number of... are these all special education students? Is it fair
That's
to refer
is.
To them
yeah.
that way?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So a number of special education or SPED students, as you refer to them in the biz, will be convening on Rifle High School in the track area on Tuesday, May 12th. Again, these are students from RE2 School District, Rifle, Silda, Newcastle, but also School District 16 in Parachute and Roaring Fork School District, of course, which is Glenwood, Carbondale, Basalt, and then the Aspen School District as well.
Yep.
Bringing a few student athletes down.
Yes, that's correct.
Again, this is kind of like... I want to call it like the summer games.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Special Olympics, but it's definitely at a smaller setting. It's just kind of for our area. It's done during a school day, so it's 9 to about 2:45. We try to get them so that they aren't missing any of the buses. They come, straight from school, but then they also leave straight from there to go home, and we want to make sure that they get home around the same time as they would on a regular school day.
I'm sure I've told you over the years, I had a cousin that participated in Special Olympics every year, and she was so proud of the medals that she got. And just as you mentioned before in that first segment, the ability to compete and feel normal like all the other kids.
Yeah, and I think that that's, something that's really important is that they feel they're participating with people with their ability, the same ability, and they feel good about what they do. And even if they don't come in at first place, they feel good about how they participated. And there's so many people there just cheering them on. And last year it was awesome to see the families that did come and participate and take pictures of their kiddos. And that to me means a lot because, you know, to see your parents sitting in the stands as an athlete, that was really important to me. And so I just know how important it is for them to be able to have their parents sitting there and taking pictures and that they can have those memories too.
I never played sports, but I remember when we would have our concert, you know, in the elementary school. That's the first thing you do when your class goes in and sits down is you got to find the parents, right?
That's right.
Where's my family sitting?
Yeah, that's correct.
You mentioned that you've got a number of students as well that will be helping out with this. You mentioned Rifle and Grand Valley High School track students will be kind of pairing up with the athletes. And did you do that last year?
No, this will be the first time. So the coaches reached out to me and asked how they can participate. And I just think that's incredible to be able to bridge that gap between, you know, general ed students and special education students. And I just think that it's a great opportunity for both the track teams and also the students who are participating in the field day.
And again, it was the coaches that reached out to you. You didn't ask for help. It was actually they came to you and said, hey, you know, this is a great, character building, I guess, is the term that comes to my mind. I feel like it could be great for both, all parties involved.
Yeah, and we've had some kiddos who have participated. Their parents have allowed them to participate from day one, and they've run some of the events. And just to be able to see them come back each year, you know, some of them were eighth graders and they'll be seniors this year. And so I just appreciate that the support that we have received from the community and from the schools, the teachers and the paraprofessionals who've participated. It really is a community that we've had to be able to bring together to be able to make this happen.
What types of events?
It's track and field events. So there's throwing events. We do softball throwing, tennis ball throw, a frisbee throw. We have some mini javelins and then frisbee throw. And then they do long jump. And then running events, we do a 25 meter for those who maybe need some physical assistance to all the way up to a 400 meter run. And then we also have a relay team, which is just incredible to be able to watch these kids participate and be a team member and run around the track. And the smiles on their face, that's really what is the reason why I do this, is because when you see a kiddo just doing something on their own and just running around the track, it just can, you know, brings a smile.
This isn't necessarily a competitive event. So do you run different heats for different age groups and that kind of thing?
We have 5 years old to 10 years old. We run some heats, and then we have 11 to 15 years old, and then 16 to 21 years old. So when the teachers helps the kiddos sign up, they are able to sign up at their age group. So we're not running a 5 year old with a 21 year old.
All right. It's so interesting. For the last several years, Ron has gone over to the state track and field event there at Jeffco Stadium.
Okay.
And he always refers to it as organized chaos.
And
that's a little bit of what I think of with this event, because it's so many students getting on the track in that area at Rifle High School doing all these different events. Do you personally keep track of all of that, or how behind the scenes, how do the logistics work?
So we have each school brings a tent with a big old flyer name on it so that the kids can find their own home tent.
Okay.
And then we put those on the field, and that's the kids kind of know where they're supposed to be at. That's their home base. But then we have an announcer who kind of announces and gets the kids where they're supposed to be. So we do announce the kids' names to get to the right event, especially if they're not there. This year, we are looking for some walkie-talkies, because last year it snowed on our field day. We were hoping that it was not going to, but it ended up hailing and snowing, and it ended up ruining the walkie-talkies that we had. So we are looking for some new radios to be able to communicate through our field events with the announcer. But it is organized chaos. It definitely takes a lot of planning. I've already sent out letters to the teachers and to the parents so that we can start moving along, so the kids can start signing up for their events, because a lot of the work is myself and then a couple other people who are helping out with it. So it definitely takes a lot of work, but it works out in the end because of seeing their faces.
There you go. So if your business normally uses radios in the course of what you do day to day, but you can do without them for one day,
give
Christy a call.
Yep.
Yeah. Again, Christy's number is 948-1398. The Encourage Nurture Challenge Field Day is Tuesday, May 12th at Rifle High School. The fifth annual, by the way. You mentioned that a couple of times. Yeah. It's those first few years that an event like this, it's make or break for an event like this. You know?
Well, and like I've said before, it was started off as a crazy idea in my head. And to be able to be in the fifth year is really exciting for me. And just to be able to continue and see some of these kiddos who have started at kindergarten and now they're a fifth grader, you know, or those eighth graders who are now going to be seniors, to be able to see them grow and to be able to see them to have their own pride and confidence in themselves each year to want to try something new. And that's what's great about this too, is the first year we had like the older kids who were like, no, I'm not going to participate. And then the next year the teacher was contacting me. They want to participate this year. So it's pretty good to see that they maybe didn't want to participate the first year. And now that as they've seen it go through, that they want to participate. And it's the same thing with the teachers. The first year, I think everybody thought I was crazy and, you know, trying to do this. And so there was not a lot of like excitement about it. But once we did it, every year I get asked, when are we doing it again? Do we have a date on the calendar?
And it's not just from the students. It's from
the adults,
the teachers and the adults that are involved.
Yeah, the paraprofessionals, the special service providers, and the teachers are always excited to be able to, when's the next date? When's the next date?
Do you provide the kids a sack lunch or something like that as well?
We don't anymore. We used to provide it, but as it's grown, we're just not able to do that anymore. But we used to be able to do that. But at this point, we just provide them with water. We have a couple booths that come up. So Farmers Insurance and The Best Way Home have come up and provided some water for the field day. We also have Advanced Automotive and Truck Repair, who supported us this year, and Covenant Towing. Iron Mountain Hot Springs has donated some stuff to us. So we already have some donations coming in, but we definitely would love the community support.
Again, if you'd like to learn more, you can go to crbocees.org. It's crbocees.org. And again, it's called Encourage Nurture Challenge Field Day on Tuesday, May 12th. And it's not a public event.
No.
Looking for assistance from the public in making this happen in terms of monetary donations. Again, it is it's not a government organization. It's literally just a nonprofit, right? BOCES.
The BOCES does participate. Yeah, we are
a quasi-governmental thing, or okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, donations could be tax deductible depending on your particular tax situation. That's where I was going.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm asking questions that are irrelevant, and I'm skipping around what I really want to know. Again, Christy's number, if you'd like to talk to her about specifics. Again, if you have a number, how many radios have you used in the past?
We need about 10 radios.
Okay. Yeah. So 10 is a pretty reasonable number. Again, if you have that many extra in your business or organization, or if you can do without 10 radios on Tuesday, May 12th, give Christy a call, 948-1398. Communicating with cell phone, of course, is possible. It's just in an event like that, it's not exactly, what's the word I'm looking for, practical.
No, and with all the names and all the stuff going back and forth, it's definitely a little more challenging to try to dial a number while a kid's doing the long jump. So definitely challenging. We do have a video that I created from last year's field day that's on our website, but you can also, it's on YouTube. It's just Encourage, Nurture, Challenge Field Day, and you can search for that and find what we do. It's just a video that I made to just kind of get it out there for what we do, but it is on our website. It's under, there's a parent section that they could go to and kind of see. And maybe the parents are out there. You might be able to see your kiddo out there running, jumping, or throwing something.
I'm foreseeing lots of solo piano music and lots of slow motion.
Champion from Carrie Underwood.
Of course. We'll take one final break. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Christy Slife from Colorado River BOCES. Again, for the last 5 years, she's put together Encourage Nurture Challenge Field Day. This year it's on May 12th at Rifle High School. Again, looking for monetary donations to buy shirts for all the kids. That's kind of their participation prize, you might say.
Yeah.
And they all get awards, too.
They all get a little award, either a gold medal or a dog tag. We've done different each year because I wanted it to be something special for them. But they also get a certificate for if first, second, and third place. So if they do in place, they do get a certificate that they get to go home with too.
You also will hand out a Volunteer of the Year award.
Yes, we did that this last year for the first time, and AJ McCatherin and Dave Ebler were the first recipients to be able to receive that. And I just appreciate all the people who volunteer. And there's definitely people who do specific things behind the scenes. AJ is one that she goes out and she just hits the ground running to get some donations for us. And Dave has been there from the beginning running the running events. And with all that chaos we talked about, he's the one that's kind of the calm to the storm at times. So
Dave,
we appreciate that.
Dave is very good in those crazy situations.
So it takes a whole village. I mean, that is a true statement. It takes a village to be able to do this and to be able to get the support that we need. We have people, like I said, who are running the long jump events, the running events, the throwing events, and most of those people have been doing it every year for the last 4 years, and so this will be the fifth year that they do that. So they know what's expected, and they just kind of get in it and do it that day.
You mentioned that if you search YouTube for Encourage Nurture Challenge Field Day video, you can actually see the video that you made from last year, which is kind of unusual because normally any event, anything you look up on YouTube, there are, 10,000 people that are doing exactly the same thing somewhere else. Do you think that other school districts, maybe larger school districts, other cooperative education organizations might pick up what you've been doing?
I do know that there are some other ones that are doing it throughout the districts, but they're doing it maybe at a smaller scale. They're either doing it for just their district or, in their BOCES too. But, I would love to be able to see this just continue to grow. We want to make sure that these small communities have an opportunity, because some of the communities or the schools may only have 2 and 3 significant support needs students. So they don't really have an opportunity to participate with others at their ability level. So being able to come to a larger scale, and I know 125 students might not be a lot, but to be able to bring them all together in one place, one location is really successful. And it also gives them that opportunity, as I've said.
And it gives the impression of actually being, participating in something in a big event.
Right. And when we first started, each school, since it was just for Garfield RE2, each school had their own school color. And so now we do one shirt color, so it's not the different colors. But we do ask that each school kind of do their own thing. So we've had people make special socks, color their socks, or write their names on the back of their shirts. So once we give them their shirt, it's theirs to do with what they want. And they can, make it their own team shirt how they want to do that. They take a lot of pride in the posters that they make. They have like cheering posters, but they also have the poster they put on their tent, as I said, and that's their own. And so they take pride in that too, because it's, all of the kids participating and really being able to do something together as a team member and being able to come out with something that just, looks good, and they post it on their tent, and they know that that's their home base.
Speaking of cheering, obviously with any track meet, there are a number of different events going on at the same time, but do you leave some opportunity for students to cheer on other students that are participating?
Yeah, they definitely have that opportunity to do that. They have, when they're sitting in their tent. So there's some students who need extra rest breaks and they need to be out of the sun, out of the weather at times. So they might be sitting in there, but there's a lot of adults who are there just cheering the kiddos on. But as you go around, so the softball throw would be one of them. There's a lot of kids that are just waiting their turn, and they're there cheering the other students on. Running events are the same thing, and the long jump.
Again, you can learn more at crboces.org. If, again, you have some kind of supply that you think might be helpful for the day. Again, it sounds like you've already got water covered from a couple different sponsors that will actually have tents set up. But if you just have an idea, Christy's number is 948-1398. And again, this happens on Tuesday, May 12th. Sounds like the, I'm not sure if urgent need is the right way to put it, but it sounds like you definitely could use some radios to help coordinate the event.
Yeah, that would really be helpful. And we also have a, I didn't tell you about, well, we have a fun section. So it's not only the running and track events. We have this section where they're blowing bubbles, they're throwing different things. It's not a competition. It's just more of a fun place to be able to participate. We have a yard puzzle, some yard games that they are able to play. So they get to kind of relax, have some fun and relax too. So it's kind of a nice balance between the two.
And again, it's all during the course of a school day, from kindergarten all the way up to 21 years old for these special needs students. Again, as you say, you educate them as normally as you can with the throughout the course of the school year until they turn 18. And then you spend a few years trying to give them some learning skills, maybe for those students that will be able to live on their own later on. You try and give them some of those coping skills. So that they can participate in society to whatever degree they are able from that
point. It's a great transition into Mountain Valley Developmental Services.
Transition. That was the term I was so desperately dancing around, but I couldn't quite get there. Christy, is there anything that we haven't talked about yet? Any stories I've told in the past I did not tell today?
You know, I just appreciate you guys. I appreciate the community because it really does take a community to be able to make this happen. And we just appreciate every single donation, whether it be $10 or, you know, more than that. We will take whatever is, you know, one day you and I had done this and a lady had called me and just said, I don't have much, but I want to be able to donate. And that means just as much to me as a big donation. We want to be able to support these students at any way possible. And your donation helps buy a couple of shirts to 100 shirts. We appreciate it.
Again, the website is crboces.org. As Christy mentioned, you can see that YouTube video from last year on the website, or just search YouTube for Encourage Nurture Challenge Field Day, and you'll be able to see that. Plus, find out later on the website about who this year's Volunteer of the Year.
That's right.
Or Volunteers of the Year. You gave away two last year. I don't know if
that
was a special.
Two, yeah.
Yeah. And again, primarily looking for monetary donations. If, you know, you've got, you can't give money or it's just not practical, but you've got an idea about something else that might be able to help make this day happen, just give Christy a call and discuss it. 948-1398. And again, could use 10 radios just to help coordinate on the day of the event. So, you know, if it's you have a big organization, you can spare 10 radios, or you got, you know, 10 that you can do without for that one day. That would be fantastic. Again, Christy's number is 948-1398. I guess that's it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure. Again, the website, crboces, BOCES.org, Colorado River BOCES. Again, special needs students all the way from Parachute to Aspen participating this year. And you haven't heard back yet, but maybe Meeker and Rangeley again this year as well.
Waiting to hear back from them.
Just a number of special needs students feeling special and normal all at the same time, if that makes sense.
Confidence, pride, teamwork.
As the name of the event is, Encourage, Nurture, Challenge, right? All the best. We'll see you next year around this time.
All right. Thank you very much.
It's our pleasure. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.